President Stewart, you're now on the backside of 2 weeks of visiting the various field days all across the wide expanses of North Dakota. Your reaction, I'm curious to your take after really seeing the diversity and everything else we have in the state.
Well, first of all, it's great to be in North Dakota, and to get to see the research and extension centers across the state has been just phenomenal. There's several things that really top of mind. One is you've got great infrastructure, great talent here. The agricultural scientists, the research and extension specialists that really do the work and do the demonstrations are just incredible. I've had the wonderful opportunity to be in multiple states, see this across Missouri, Kansas, North Carolina. You're right at the top. So I think that's something that speaks well for North Dakota, for the commitment to agriculture, the importance of agriculture in this state, and we at NDSU are glad to be a partner with you on that.
Talk to me about your experience, say, most recently, like Kansas State. Differences that you see between the two?
In terms of the research enterprise and the research extension enterprise, there's a lot of similarities. Obviously, some of the crops are different. What you're looking at are different breeds in terms of plant varieties, et cetera. But I think the quality of the talent here, I've told Greg Lardy, our VP for agriculture, several times and just traveling together with him that I just cannot imagine how you could have it any better. And in terms of the people getting the great knowledge, information they need to improve production and to really get that greater value out of the products you're producing, I think our folks are doing a great job. So, again, kudos to the other states I've been in, but I really think you guys are at the top in terms of the research, the innovation, and the delivery of that content to the consumer, the farmer, the rancher that may be attending these different conferences.
In addition to being able to meet the staff and those kind of things at the various field days, you're also getting some FaceTime with the farmers and ranchers from North Dakota. What are you hearing from those folks?
And that's been one of the best parts, is meeting people that do it every day, farmers and ranchers in the state, and sitting on the back of a trailer going through a demonstration of some kind and just listening to them ask questions. First of all, they have a great appreciation for what NDSU does for them every day. They really realize the importance of research and how do we extend that through the extension system to their farm. So they appreciate that. I think farmers here, though, farmers and ranchers are like they are everywhere else. You know, they're worried about really two things, and that's weather, which can go good or bad, and they're worried about farm policy and how can they adjust as policy changes occur or don't occur. And so those two things are similar to what I've seen in other states, and I don't think that would be different in any state. So, again, great concern, but a tremendous commitment. These people love the land. They are great stewards of the land, and they want to do it better, and they want to continue to be, produce things here in the state that really not only feed North Dakotans but feed the world.
Yeah, no doubt. We've got some really progressive producers out there. They're hungry for information. I'm curious, you a couple months in the role, goals, what are your objectives as we move forward to President Stewart?
Yeah, well, I think one of the things that the folks will hear me talk about is, you know, I really see NDSU as the people's university, and that's something that they're going to hear a lot more about. We, because of our land-grant heritage and the way we were built, going back to 1890 in this state, it's really about the people of the state. And we consider the people of the state to be our student body. We're to serve the people and to make sure we're connected with them, whether it be in agriculture, through engineering, through arts and sciences, through business, through health initiatives, whatever it may be. We really want to tie into that. So one of the things we're doing right now is really doing a deep dive to really more deeply discover what the needs of the state are in economic development and workforce development. So those are things you're going to see us lean into. And as that we do that, we're going to shift into really what are we going to be excellent at? What are we going to be distinctive at? And that's really built around our teaching, our the way the student experience, making sure we give that highest quality experience to students, making sure that our research is second to none. And, you know, we do a great job there. We want to continue to grow that and make that research work through tech transfer and commercialization. And then lastly, that piece of extension. So excellence in extension and extending the institution through engagement, through the kinds of things we're doing this week, really, really important. So again, touching those communities, being the People's University, doing excellent things, and then coming at the job as one NDSU. I think that's the other piece of it is whether you follow us because you're a Bison fan of our football program, or whether you follow us because you're a great alum, or because you are a donor, or philanthropy is your thing, or whether you're a student or a faculty member or whatever that role may be, staff member, whatever, we want to be one NDSU for you. And we want to connect that in ways that really make people feel that whether they ever come on our campus, whether they ever decide to go to any kind of event we have, we want them to know we're here to serve them. And that's the mandate that we come out of the Morrill Act and the Land-Grant Act of Lincoln. And we continue and want to continue to serve in those ways. So those are the kind of things you're going to hear more about as we go forward. It's been a great few weeks of getting started, and a wonderful part of it's been meeting the people of North Dakota.
I'm curious at the student level, enrollment goals, what are you seeing, particularly as we try to attract young people into this business of agriculture?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think in the agricultural space, you know, we've got opportunities here. If you look at our infrastructure, our facilities, our talent, we can continue to grow agriculture, and we're going to have to continue to recruit more students to go into that industry. Food and agriculture needs globally, not only in North Dakota, but globally, are continuing to climb, and we need great talent. So you're going to see us doubling down, working more strongly with our partners in 4-H, our partners in FFA, our partners in those rural communities, small towns, as well as urban areas where students are really interested in feeding the world and being a part of solving the global hunger and issues that we all care about. And so you're going to see us do more and more of that. We want to grow that pipeline. I know that we have great scholarships. We have great opportunities for young people. One of the things that I'm really interested in is making sure that when a family is sitting with their son or daughter at that kitchen table, making that decision about, do I go to college? Should I go to college? I want them to know that there are scholarships available, that there's opportunities, and we really need to remove the barrier of people thinking that affordability is the issue. It's not. We can figure that out over time, and we need more of our young people going. And I think if you look at the state of North Dakota right now, we need more young people going, whether it be to us or some other institution. We need more young people going to 2-4-year type programs, because we know that economically they will be better off long-term in general. Data still shows that by getting some advancement beyond high school. So you're going to see a real commitment to drawing out those students, that talent in the state, and making sure that we serve them well, and that we make Bison fans out of all of them. We want them all to be Bison.
I hear you. Any final thoughts for us?
Just glad to be here. Thank you for your time today. Thank you for the opportunity to be on. I know it won't be my last time. I saw the history of your background in terms of being a farm broadcaster, and I'm glad you're still doing it. You know, in many states, you don't see as many people in your business in some states. And I was telling folks in the car today that I really am glad to see that farm broadcasting itself is still strong. And I saw your background and being in National Association of Farm Broadcasters and being honored by FFA in different ways. Those are really important things, and they speak well of the great job you do for the producers here in the state. And I just say to you, kudos, keep going.